doing we're in Megillah, we're up to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara was discussing the order of the order of the Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara had said, do we have a siddur here? Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara had said that we ask for Parnasa in the ninth blessing, and then we ask about the Jews regathering. Come so far, Godo. Come grab a Gemara. And the return of the Jews from exile means justice is returned to Israel. Justice is Ashiva Shofteinu. And then after justice, so then when justice is done from the wicked, then we get rid of the Poshim and the Zaydim, the people who are purposely rebellious against the Torah, and that is the blessing of Elam al Shinim. Meaning first there's justice to those that are unjust, to the wicked. But then there's a separate blessing that was instituted, Elam al Shinim, about those who are, about those who try to get Jews to leave Judaism for Christianity. A special blessing instituted because this was a very potent threat, and the rabbis recognized this would be a threat for ages. That's why they instituted it in Shemona Esrei, a set blessing of Velam al Shinim. Well, what to do about those that try to get Jews to leave Judaism? So that's we'll review from, I guess, two lines before the lines get wide. Three lines. Umara'u Lomar kibbutz galiot la'achar birkat hashanim were two lines before the lines get wide. What did the rabbi see fit to say the blessing about the regathering of the exiles after the blessings of the year? Dichtiv, because the pasuk describes v'atem arei Yisrael anpechem titnu ferechem tisau la'am Yisrael kikarvu lavo. Mountains of Israel, give forth your fruit, give your branches, give your fruit for my nation Israel, for they've come close, they're coming. So you see that you have the fruit, the parnasa goes hand in hand with the return of Israel to the land of Israel, and then after that we have the Jews returning to Israel, and there's justice returned to Israel. We're up to the first white line. When the diaspora is regathered into Israel, God will do justice against the wicked, as the pasuk describes. God says, I will return my hand over you and I will purify you. And the pasuk says, I will reinstate your judges as they were initially. So that's all a reference to the blessing about having justice in Israel. Ashiva shofteinu, getting rid of the wicked, having justice. And kevan shnasad din min arshaim, now that we have justice, so then there's another stage, and that is that kalu haposhim, those that rebel, meaning here we're talking about those that try to get Jews to leave Orthodox Judaism. It could be that there was an overt reference to Christianity here and the censors took it out. Rashi certainly seems like that's what he wants to say, but he doesn't say it overtly. So they're called the poshim, and he includes those that are zeidim, purposely sinful, together with them. And that's the blessing of Elam al Shinim, which is next. Shneimar, the pasuk says, v'shever poshim v'chataim yachdav yichlu. And the breaking of those rebellious ones and the sinners together, they will all end. Wow. Okay, we'll talk. I'll call you. How do I get this working? I got batteries here. You want an external mic?
But we didn't finish. It's from the last year?
I don't know.
From the previous
year. I don't know.
So basically, you're here. You're in.
Yeah.
So